lots of blessings. So we're gonna have
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye for now.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Blessing to you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Salar, and he's works with us at Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and he also co-hosts us on here at Free Voices time to time, and we'll be right back.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be talking with another co-host, Shkwait Shakhlach, my brother from Gwaishkana, BC, and he's got a song picked out for today, and it's from Depeche Mode, and it's a remix of their song Enjoy the Silence from, I believe it's Funk Cartel. So we're going to have a listen to that, and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Like violence, break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierce right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all ever wanted, all ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. Words are trivial, pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless, unforgettable. All ever wanted, all ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary.
We're back, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, my brother from Gwaishkana, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother and biological brother. He's a big hero of me. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago, and just an extreme survivalist. He came through a lot. He's still in recovery, but he's doing a lot better, and just inspires me, and I always look forward to hearing from him, and I'm very grateful to have him still with us on the planet. Thank you for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as
well as can be, to try to not see how doom and gloomy it looks outside, all cloudy and dark.
Yeah, we have our subject today, and it's on gratitude, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Gratitude, yeah. You know, I don't know how many people think of gratitude, you know, on a daily basis, but when you've come through a bunch of physical ailments and natural ailments as I have, you start to tend to be more, have more, show more gratitude because you're more thankful. Well, for sure I am. I'm thankful I had you and our other brothers and sisters and dad and mom all there to look after me when I was stricken down, you know. Just you guys have been there, helped me pull through, so I'm really, you know, I'm really thankful that I have such a caring and loving family, you know, and I think we as people, you know, have to practice gratitude more, you know. You know, just be thankful that, you know, that we woke up, not pushing daisies. You know, it could be just something as small as if you walk or drive to work, you know, just take a look around you. You know, like in some of the rest of our world, big natural disasters are happening. You know, we just got to be thankful. Oh, I managed to go to work today because the road was still there. Power was still on. You know, just got to think of small things like that, you know, stuff that we take for granted. You know.
Yeah, that reminds me of when you guys were, you know, locked in during the big flood, and it was pretty traumatic because, you know, even though I was wishing to find out and know how you guys were, and you guys had no power, and they told us not to call because, you know, you guys needed the lines open in case of emergency and stuff, and it wasn't just me, there was many people out there that were, you know, in the same position, and it just made me feel very full of gratitude for people out there, like the ones that were flying in with the helicopters to support you guys and bring you guys supplies and make sure you guys had medevacs available in case of emergency. You know, these things made me full of gratitude towards, you know, people risking their lives to help other people. And it really, I like what you said, you know, we got to practice that gratitude and show our appreciation and love for those people out there that are risking their lives to help us and bring us to emergency and bring us supplies when we can't. And we know we're going to be facing it in the future too. So, you know, just continue to push that positivity out into the world. I really enjoy your words of wisdom, and it just shows how much you've been thinking of, you know, all the things that you came through, all the traumas and tribulations that you survived, and what helped you get through those. And it's just an amazing thing that we get to come on air and share with everybody all over the world to inspire and show that, you know, we can make a difference. We can be a positive energy in this world and share our love and our experiences with each other to just empower us to get through this pretty rough and tough life sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I have much gratitude for you guys there at the station, the listeners here and abroad, because it feels good to, you know, be needed, you know, whether I'm actually being a really strong influence. It just gives me something to look forward to, you know. Keeps me wanting to be alive instead of, oh, woe is me. Mm-hmm. I'm still ill. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll ever go and hunt moose up Styoma again, you know.
Yeah.
But on foot, 40K away, you know. Mm-hmm. Can only dream.
Yeah.
So I have much gratitude for you guys there. And the family and all those who have heard my plight in life.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I bring positivity to everybody, because, you know, I could be moaning and groaning and rolling around, you know, wishing I didn't have to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thankful for every day I have.
Mm.
So, it's like when they ask me in the hospital, you know, the DNR bit.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I want to live forever. Cut my head off and cryogenically freeze it till he can. Repair my body.
Because
I want to live forever.
Well, that was so inspiring. Like as everything was shutting down, and then they came in and they asked if you wanted to sign it, and we didn't know what a DNR was, and until our mother read it and said, "Do not resuscitate." And I remember your reaction was pretty powerful. You said, "Fuck no, I want to live." I was like, "Oh man, he's fighting. Good." And it just like inspired me, and I jumped right at it. And I was like, "Okay, we're going to help him. We're going to help him get through this." And we did. And it was just awesome and amazing. But it showed your strength and fight and wanting to live forever. It was just like, "Okay, man. We got to do this," and we did, and it was just so amazing. And I give a lot of gratitude for all the, you know, the doctors and the nurses that like just stood up and decided like, okay, we're gonna help, we're gonna do what we can, and they did, and it was just awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess we're gonna have to let you go for now. And lots of love to you and gratitude for all your great words and wisdom, and as usual, all the inspiration. And we're hoping you're the best recovery, so you can go out moose hunting again and just getting back to life. And we just really thank you. So.
Yeah, I thank you guys there at the station, listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you all a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And lots of love to you. And bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlech from Gwaishkina, BC. Always big inspiration and lots of words of wisdom. And so we're going to continue on with our program here. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to play her a song from Cache Creek. It's a band out in Maple Ridge. And we're going to play Rebel Never Dies. So have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Woohoo, man, that was awesome. That was from Cache Creek and their song Rebel Never Dies. And they got some, he's a descendant of the Métis Louis Riel and the people
wow.
out there. So, yeah, very, very inspiring that, you know, they can make this beautiful music and just carry on with making this world a better place and mm-hmm. giving us that fighting spirit. Rebel never dies, man. And, yeah, so we have with us our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And, yeah, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Hello, everyone.
And how yeah. are you doing today?
Oh, doing fantastic. Yeah, really fantastic. And really grateful to be here for another day. And, yeah, I love it.
Well, we really show our gratitude from Minnetonka Park Association, our AGM last night, and just all the great work that you make happen there for us and with us on the board as the president, and just leading us through some very successful activities at Minnetonka Park Association.
So, thank you. Being with a bunch of people who have all worked together in different ways to help support and steward all the different, you know, Mother Nature at Minnetonka, it gives me hope, and it fuels my hope for the, it's just, yeah, it fuels my hope and it deepens my gratitude. I just, you know, it's just, you know, it's easy to get swirled into, I think your brother was talking about a little bit earlier too, but like he was talking about personal, like if you have a lot of personal illness, it's easy to get into a pattern where it's like, oh, this hurts and this is going wrong and all this. But even if we look at the world, we can get swept into a whirlpool of just looking at all the things that are going on that are suffering and terrible, which is important for us to look at, of course, and be aware of and everything. But we also need to, it's also really, really important to plug back into the here and now and finding all the richness of the world that we have to be grateful for, which includes relationships and includes, you know, nature and everything. And the thing that I thought about with gratitude when we were talking about that to be the topic today is the relationship between gratitude and health. Like, I think it's kind of a pillar for our health, human health, nature health, just health in general, because it's like by plugging into all the abundance of what Mother Nature has given us and our relationships, our ancestors have given us and our current people, like that everybody's sharing and providing with each other. I think it really goes into our bloodstream in a certain sort of way, you know?
Well, yeah, that's very, very true and right to the point, because I remember Nancy talking about the trees and just all the oxygen that they provide us, and just the knowledge that she had of their root system and the pores that, where all the oxygen comes out of, and just yeah. the amazing network that they provide. And, you know, without these trees, we couldn't exist. Nothing on this world could exist without the trees.
Yeah, and it's because they quietly and solidly do this minute by minute, hour by hour. These trees are doing this, and then other parts of our nature too. They're doing different things to support the world because they're quiet. Like from our ears, they're quiet. It's like, it's easy for us to kind of forget about just how important. I was really, I didn't realize that the scientists had actually measured people's like cortisol levels in their blood before they go into forests, and then people, so it's kind of giving us information that our bodies already know. Like, I know when I go into the forest, my body relaxes. Unless I hear like a grizzly bear, not that I would down here. If I hear a grizzly bear, my system goes, you better be careful. Or a cougar, or some other magical or a magical creature. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's just amazing all the different benefits that trees give us. You know, oxygen being a huge one, but also the that they are, you know, the root system underneath and what's going on and the different benefits going off to other plants. And oh my goodness, it was really quite beautiful to be reminded and in some instances learn new stuff too about just how beneficial it is. And one thing I wanted to say about gratitude that I've been thinking about lately before this topic even came up is I want to actually take pauses through my day to stop, you know, to pause, reflect in that moment, make it a conscious thing. And then in some instances, being expressing or sharing it with someone, because it's so easy for it to go into the background and become and not be part of our day. I find, like, I just think it's too easy for human beings for us to get busy with traffic and working and, oh, I got to go eat somewhere and all of this, or, you know. And I just think that having an intentional practice, and some people do it through prayer, but you can also do it through just slowing down, reflecting on just all the abundance in everybody's lives. Like, you know, some of us have a lot harder situations than others, but in general there is still a lot of abundance as well. So I just, that's what I've been thinking about, is finding ways to more bring it in and bring it into ritual or intentionality, you know?
I liked how she was telling us about the prescriptions that they were given out to the children to take an hour just to go out into nature and bond with nature and get that psychological serenity that we all get, that peace from just sitting there and listening.
Well, and we are a pill-popping culture, and I'm not putting anybody down who needs to take medication or chooses to take medication or all of those things, because, you know, it's not an either-or necessarily, but we can sometimes be too quick to just go, oh, just give me a pill or just do this, when if I can have lowered blood pressure by regular going into the forest, and if I can have, if I have ADHD, if I can have positive benefits happen because of regular attendance into the forest, regular visits, then that's the best kind of medicine, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it really reminded me of like my past when I was working with my brother, my older brother, Shkwaisht, and one of my cousins, Cedric Bent. And we were out and we were doing forestry work, and we were like taking these plots. We'd go out and would count how many trees were in a plot. We would measure how tall they were, and we would also take core samples to figure out how old they were.
Right.
And it was one of these places we went out to, and this is up in the Nickel Valley, and we found this one tree, and we estimated it. We took the core sample, and we realized that this tree was over 800 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were just like, man, this thing is so old. And we were thinking of, like, this tree witnessed our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents and witnessed how they were around and surviving and living. And just imagine if we could have asked it, like, you know.
Exactly. Like, I've thought that I've thought that same kind of idea when I've seen really old trees. It's like, what have you seen? Like, if I could play a movie of all the different things you've witnessed over it, like, clips of what you've witnessed over these years, I just, like, yeah, that thought goes through my mind. And sometimes it's astounding when you think of how long some trees have been
that's right
tirelessly giving, right?
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you coming on to our program and show you gratitude for, you know,
thank you,
and bringing your perspective and your teachings and wisdom and experience. And so, yeah, we're going to have to say bye for now, but we're looking forward to hearing from you again and just continuing our great programs.
Thank you. I'll make it up the hill soon again.
Good.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, lots of love to you, and you have a great week and weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and we're going to have to say bye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Pre-Voices. Coming up next, we have Jacob on the Art Show. Stay tuned to his awesome music coming up, and we're going to say bye, and we're going to let you guys go with some Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Enjoy, everyone. Bye for now.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring.